Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking inside the issue for the week of February 13th, 2012. The topic for the current issue is chemical sites, with a cover story on Europe rising to the challenge. Europe's chemical sites are marketing their world-class infrastructure and connectivity, plus access to the world's largest chemical market, to overcome a structural feedstock disadvantage. There is optimism among European chemical sites despite macroeconomic fears. Many of Europe's chemical sites are now attracting levels of investment similar to those before the 2008 crisis, with some even exceeding figures of 5 years ago. Then we move our focus to North America, specifically the Marcellus Shale region. With the huge sums of investment being targeted for the natural gas-rich area, there might as well be gold under the hills of the Appalachian region of the United States. Simply stated, chemical industry growth in the Marcellus Shale area of the U.S. will be huge. The massive reserves of natural gas in North American shale are inspiring companies to increase their ethylene cracking capabilities. You've got to read the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business to find out more, because we continue our coverage of the U.S. natural gas from shale boom in the news focus section of the latest issue. The coming boom in U.S. ethylene cracker expansions driven by low-cost shale gas could add a whopping 29% to existing ethylene capacity in the country by 2017, leading to a supply-driven bust in the cycle. As we move into this issue's monthly China focus, ethylene is still an issue. It seems Beijing is rethinking its ethylene strategy. China has removed ethylene and derivatives projects from a guideline list that encourages foreign investment in particular sectors, a move that reflects the government's intention to restructure the domestic ethylene industry in the wake of foreign competitiveness. Meanwhile, in this issue's regularly scheduled columns, naphtha prices supported by firm crude oil markets. Further increase is likely for naphtha, boosted by cold weather and strong demand. U.S. caustic soda rebound leaves prices at a peak. Further, U.S. caustic soda price hikes unlikely because of rising chloralkali operating rates. Polyethylene prices expected to firm on tight supply concerns. Prices are on the rise as feedstock ethylene hikes and outages tighten supply. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.